existent I, which does not exist. So this object of observation is the nominally existent I, which exists, and the referent object is the inherently existent I, which does not exist. And ignorance is perpetuated due to the arising of a similar type previous to itself.
Gomshi.
What way is it a habit?
Well, it's just simply something which comes as a result of previous, it arises out of a previous similar cause. So it's just sort of a repetition.
Nama gyutan dra.
Ah,
the yonder yonder.
Ah, the
kegre. Due to habituation, continually arises a similar type previous to itself. Due to the force of habituation, there continually arising a similar type. That's a marikpa. Tabadu marikpa. Pong magyuse. Ma pong magyuse kare.
Maripala kate yung maris ng mundo sa tanda. Maripala kate. Maripala kate. Maripala ng mga nawa chenge. Maripala kate la ta pong yung tubi siya ako.
Never so can cut it.
Never
so can cut it.
Oh, cut it. Come, I was on it. Let that pony to the sheriff of Melanco. Someone never thought to be all my best.
No,
that one was larger,
so the reason that we haven't rid ourselves of ignorance up to now is that we haven't develop the tool of the wisdom, understanding, emptiness. This is what gets rid of. This is the only thing that can get rid of ignorance. There's nothing. There's no other way that we can. There's nothing other that we can talk about in a way to get rid of ignorance than to develop this wisdom, understanding, emptiness. Which one?
the bad one.
The bad one.
The one that obscures our inherent self. Hang on, probably using all the wrong words.
From
the other one.
The self of self-grasping?
The self of self-grasping.
And that does what? No, go ahead.
And is that a way of looking at that? Is that a way of looking at that thought? That's almost like sort of the ego, sort of the it's a self that's reinforced, by culture and etc. etc. Is that what you're talking about? That sort of
doesn't shape a da. Yomare. 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 Tanir yep a da, the yore.
Nanjo
So there are the yogi, the yogin, seeks to enhance the nominally existent self, the nominally existent self, and it refutes the nominally existent self exists. The self of self-grasping does not exist. That self does not exist. It's refuted. The yogin refutes the self of self-grasping.
The self of self-grasping is the one we normally understand to be this you know, this outward, this.
That's a namgyune. It does in the shape of da. That's a jigdenpa. That's a lack of jetu kari. That's a similar tondu. That's a the similar the nao number low shape. The nao number low shape. Nade the nazimba zimba narebe. Chitan. The yore. So, you know, when we think about I'm going, I'm eating, I'm doing, this I exists. But this I is merely imputed by name. It's merely imputed by, designated by name. When this I is conceived of as not being merely imputed by name, but existing independently, existing self-sufficiently, then this is the I which doesn't exist. When this I is conceived of to exist independently, not imputed by name, it doesn't. This is the I which doesn't exist.
What your
eye?
No, the self-purity.
Ron Chait Sin Pongpa Thap Karare. Ron Chait Sin Pongpa Thap. So we have to begin to understand as it's being explained presently that all that is undesired, all our experiences of suffering, arising in dependence upon self-cherishing. When we understand this well, we're going to seek to be liberated from self-cherishing. And as a companion to this, beginning to understand the excellent qualities to be derived from other centeredness. And these two working together, we can get rid of self-cherishing by cherishing others. So this is, you know, just as it was explained that with respect to worldly activities, if there's some type of something that we do, and again we see its faults, that if we do this, this bad thing is going to happen, and this bad thing happened, again and again looking at all the faults which accrue by doing this activity, we're naturally going to begin to abandon it. We're not going to keep repeating it. Likewise, with respect to self-cherishing, again and again looking at all the disadvantages, all the faults which it brings about, then we're going to begin to abandon it. This is the main method for abandoning self-cherishing.
Yeah.